Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Once again, coming at you again, it's your boy, Easy, most known, unknown, Easy Old Soul, and this is the Easier Said Than Done podcast. I'd like to welcome you all in today. Appreciate everybody for checking me out. And I'm here to get this day started. I wanted to talk about the single mother epidemic that's going around. For me, a majority of women that I know, which is crazy to say, like a majority of women that I know are single mothers. Now, that doesn't always include single young mothers. That usually, you know, it also includes single older mothers to where, you know, the kids are grown, you know, they're older, but they're still trying to find a way to, you know, get out there and date and things of that nature. And I wanted to touch on this topic because as of late, I've been seeing a lot of YouTube creators having videos of single mothers talking about their standards. Now, for the most part, most single mothers that I know are not very complicated. You know what I'm saying? The biggest thing for them is, of course, their children, taking care of their children, making sure they're fine, taking care of themselves. I often say when I talk to a single mother that's like stressed out or something like that, I say take time for yourself because I know they deal a lot with their kids. Usually they are majority of the time the one who pretty much has the kids most of the time. There's rarely I see a case where the dad has the child a majority of the time. It's usually the mom a majority of the time, and I do believe that's because of the court systems, because I know a couple of single dads as well, you know, that aren't able to really have custody of their children, even when they want to, even when the majority of the time they want to be with their children, it still doesn't happen in that same way, in that same light. So, the videos I have been seeing have been mostly single mothers with requirements and very high standards. Of course, I think a lot of them are just attempting to go viral with the way they say stuff and the way that their mannerisms, what they're projecting down to the world. I think they're just trying to go viral. I'm hoping that they are not that materialistic, that how can I say it, short-sighted, short-minded with their requirements. So a lot of single moms that I've been seeing videos of talk about having quality standards, high standards for the man that they, you know, they want to date. You know, I've seen a few videos where the mom is like, oh, well, I have kids and, you know, I now know what I want out of a man, so this is what I want out of a man. And for me, it's like, okay, you know, I'll listen, but I think ultimately when I hear what they got to say or when I hear heard what the lady said, I was like, yeah, you kind of tripping on that one. It's like single moms, not every single, I want to say, I know there's a good amount of single moms out here. I don't know the exact number, so I'm going to say they are a small percentage of mothers, you know, because the internet could have you thinking that there's a majority of single moms out here, and I don't believe that's true. I do believe there's a majority of two-parent households out here. I like to believe that. I know I see a lot out here. Like I said, I know a lot of single moms, but I do believe there is more two-parent households out here than there are one-parent households, be there male or female households. Now, with that being said, I can't for the life of me understand certain women's perspective on dating after they've had a child and they're no longer with the father. This does not, I'm not lumping in, you know, women who were with the father, either got married to him or was in a long-lasting relationship with the father, and, you know, he ended up passing away. I can't really speak to those women, although can say even with those type of women, the standards are pretty high for men. I will say it's still pretty high for men, and as well it should be in that case, but it is very hard to, as a man, try to accomplish something as far as dating a single mom that, you know, has had their significant other pass, because I don't think you can ever really accomplish meeting the level of standard that she has. I think it will be very difficult, and I don't necessarily know if it'll work out for the guys that are attempting to date that single mom in most cases, because you're going to be compared to, you know, the previous spouse and stuff like that. And it's always going to be kind of hard because you never could replace them. If a woman has a great spouse, it is very hard to not even replace them. It's just very hard to fill that role, that void. I think they do eventually get to a point where they might be able to date, but I just don't know if you could ever meet what they might have had as far as, you know, being in a relationship. So I usually stay away from that topic. But nonetheless, a lot of youngs, and I think mothers are becoming younger and younger, and a lot of grandmothers, you know, I can't say mothers and grandmothers are becoming younger, but I feel because I haven't done the research. So, of course, this is just off of what I see. Grandmothers are usually around the age of 40 nowadays. And mothers are, I mean, it's still happening in the same way it happened about 20, 30 years ago. 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, you started having young parents, essentially. I can't say as far as the fatherlessness rate, I'm pretty sure that went down, because a lot of fathers I see out here taking care of their children, it's a lot more different than back in the day when you kind of dipped on a family and you were still considered, in the black community, you were still considered like a real man and a real, that's not happening anymore. If you're not taking care of your kids out here nowadays, you are a joke to the black community. And yet we still have fatherlessness, but nonetheless. So for single mothers, like I said, I've been seeing videos of different women having different standards. And, you know, these would be standards of, like I said, taking them out to certain different places. They don't want to go and have a regular, normal date because they most likely have spent the week with their children, and if they're going to have a restful day, they're just going to want to have it to themselves. They're not going to want to go out and see a movie with you. So if you're wanting to take a single mother on a date, you have to do more than a movie and, you know, getting some McDonald's and stuff like that, which I can kind of understand because they put in so much time at home. I guess the last thing you would want to do is something. I always say most people don't want to really do on a first date things that you could do on a normal basis. So movies might not be the thing, you know what I'm saying? But, it, you know, I understand the effort part. So I kind of respect that one. You know, I understand it. It's like, you know, take me somewhere where I might not have been. And, you know, it's not saying you got to spend a lot of money or something like that, but be creative. So I get that because it's like I'm in a house. You know, if you're trying to do movies, I already got Netflix. I'm watching it most of the time with my kids. Well, that's not going to do anything for me. Popcorn is cheap, even though popcorn ain't cheap. You know, these are things that I could do with the kids, you know, on a regular basis. So that's not nothing that's fun for me. So it's not a reason for me to come out. And I can understand that. Also, I've heard women say that men have to pursue a little bit better. Like, don't come with the same weak lines and things of that nature. Don't be out here, just making up stuff on the fly. Come correct, you know, for a single mother, because a lot of the times nowadays they won't not let you know on the first date, like, you know, because they want to know that is if you get serious, you're going to be able to handle having kids around and stuff like that. Eventually you might meet kids and stuff like that. Of course you won't meet them right away, but, well, there was a video I seen where the mom, I'm hoping it was like a skit, but the mom actually bought her kids to the first date. Now, I don't know if it was just she couldn't find a babysitter or if she was just, you know what, I just want to get this out the way. Look, here are my kids. They're going to get to know you just as well as I'm going to get to know you, so I might as well do it now. Thought that was a little extreme, but, hey, I guess anything can happen in this day and age. I just watched one video where I watched the mom, she didn't want to keep her kids, and I'm hoping that was a skit as well. But if it was, it was a very poor taste type of skit, because the girl literally went to her mom's and dropped off her three kids and told her mom, you have to take them. I don't want them. I'm going to go and be with my boyfriend. He doesn't want kids, and so therefore I don't want to have the kids. I want to be able to live my life. A lot of times that's how some of these young women are feeling. Like, oh, I made these kids, but I don't want to take care of them. So since you here, I'm going to need you to take care of them type deal. And that's crazy. That's, like, bad. But if that wasn't a skit, which is a high possibility that it wasn't, it was kind of sad, because it's like the mom is saying she don't want the kids. You know, understandably slow. I understand the reason why she would say it. And the daughter is saying she don't want the kids. So the kids are hearing this. You know, it wasn't like they wasn't part of the conversation. They was told to go play, but they pretty much heard most of the conversation. So it's like literally these kids are fighting hearing a fight about who doesn't want them. It was kind of hard to watch. It was like, who doesn't want you the most? Like, the mom is saying, I'm not going to take these kids. I'm dropping them off to you. You're going to take care of them, and I'm going to go live my life. I want to travel. I want to do all these things with my boyfriend. He said he doesn't want kids. I think that was a cop-out. Like I said, I'm hoping that was a fake video, but I think if that was a true video, it was a cop-out. It was a way to say, I don't want to have these kids anymore, so I'm just going to give them to you. And you got to accept them because I can't live my life if I have them. So she copped out to pretty much her mom. And her mom ended up calling the kids back to the car and saying, look, get in the car with your mom. And she told her, like, look, I'm not going to take care of your kids because it's your job to take care of your kids. I didn't have them. You shouldn't have had them. You could have stopped at one. You did, and you had multiple kids with a different man, and you know, he's not in the picture. You need to go find him. You need to work that out with him. And I should have to take care of your kids, which is true in a sense, because the hardest part is when you're a single parent, you kind of, you let your kids kind of stray a little bit. And usually if you're in a single parent household, as far as being in a mom single parent household, it's going to be very light on like discipline and structure. Moms will let kids get away with the things that dads won't. And that's why dads are needed a lot of the time for the disciplinary factor. Moms will let stuff go, you know. Moms will be okay with, well, not all moms, but moms don't always pay attention. They don't always be on guard. If a kid is in a room with another kid, it most likely is going to be with a single parent household as far as a mom goes. Most of the time, if it's a single parent dad household and he's really taking care of his responsibilities, you guys are sitting on the couch all the time. No stuff is happening in your room. You need to do homework? Okay, the computer's right there. You guys will be doing everything you do in the living room. You will not be doing it upstairs in the room or anything like that. Moms don't really have that bone in their body as far as discipline. Like, they will discipline you, but it's kind of after things happen, you know? So if you're not trying, if you don't want your daughter to have sex as a single mom, it usually will happen, and then after, it'll kind of, you'll kind of take care of it. And you'll tell her, like, you don't need to do these things, but most of the time it does end up happening. So that was a crazy video to watch, because it's like, wow, you really dropped it. Because pretty much the end of it, the mom told the kids, no, get out. You're staying at your mom, your grandma's. You're staying with your grandma. And as they got back out, because, you know, they're listening to their mom, as they got back out, she said, look, you're going to have to take care of them, and drove off on them, on the mom and the kids. Now, as a dad, I feel like, as a dad, like I said, that is full on involved in his child's life, if that happens as a dad and your daughter comes and drops her kids off and is, I'm getting you locked up for neglect. You're neglecting your children. So you want to be out here on these streets? Oh, yeah, you're going to be out here on these streets in the prison. I'm having you locked up. You're not about to just abandon your kids and think somebody else is going to take care of them. So I thought that was crazy. You know, another few moms I've seen, they pretty much said, like, oh, if you want to take me out on a date, provide, take care of my daycare bill, or take care of my, what do you call it? Oh, I'm blanking. Babysitter. Take care of my babysitter. Pay my babysitter, and then we can go out on a date. And they're not talking about, you know, once you've been in a relationship and you guys been talking to each other for a while, then pay for it. No, they're saying before the date ever happens, hey, if you want to go out on a date with me, I don't have the time and, you know, fortitude to make this happen where I got to find a babysitter. So you need to find a babysitter, or I'm going to find a babysitter, and then I'm going to quote you a price on it, and you pay for my babysitter if you want to spend time with me. I thought that was crazy. I thought that was real crazy talk, because it's like, why would I pay for your babysitter and we are not even in a relationship? There's no connection between us. We made a connection on like a dating site or something like that, and we probably going to go out on a date. But I don't know you well enough to pay for your babysitter. And then if I pay for your babysitter, what guarantees you're going to come out with me? Because I think that's a simp move. If I pay for your, if you say, if I tell you, hey, we can go out this night, and you tell me, oh, okay, well, my babysitter's going to cost this much, and I tell you, all right, I'll pay that. Pay it. What's guaranteeing you going to come actually go out on a date with me? Because I feel like if you're requesting that and I've already given you the money, you can make up an excuse or whatever have you. Or you might not even make up an excuse. You might just have the babysitter for a night. You know what I'm saying? And you might go have some fun with your girls and stuff like that and then go back home. And, you know, so you have those scenarios. And then there was a scenario where I seen a woman talking about, a single mom talking about, you know, I make guys wait for the, to get the goods now. I make them wait like a 90-day period or a six-month period before they get any now. And it's like, for majority of guys, what she really is saying, I'm making the simps and the lames wait because they're the ones that's okay with waiting. But a majority of guys, they're going to look at you like, you're a single mom. Why am I waiting on something that another dude didn't have to wait on? Did you make the other dude wait? And it's always going to come back to the, oh, don't talk to me like that. Don't ask me those type of questions. It was my body. I chose to do what it right. You chose to have sex unprotected, most likely. And, you know, unless it came down to somebody forcing themselves on you when you getting pregnant, I can't really feel like you stalling me out for sex. Thinking that it's like, oh, well, I understand now I control the kitty. So what does that mean? So you can control it for sure, but you definitely won't be with me doing that. Like, it just, it makes no sense to be celibate, I guess, in a way, with guys. Because I guarantee you, certain guys, it don't matter how much you want to make them wait. Yeah, if there's certain guys that got a certain aura where they could talk to a woman, and the woman knows she going to want to sleep with them that night. That first night that they meet, you know what I'm saying? It's just something about certain guys. Certain guys have it. A very small percentage of guys have it. A very large percentage of guys don't. Most women don't want to sleep with most guys out here, be honest, on the first. It's rare that you meet a guy where it's like, yeah, I definitely want to take him home. Or I want him to take me home type option. It's more along the lines of there's more guys out here that can't get the woman right away. So that's why they implement that rule. Because if there was guys out here that's able to, oh, just take you home this, that first night you meet, then there's no problem. But I found that crazy. So these are just a few times that I've seen that I'm like, wow, this is wow, these standards are kind of out there. It's like, what, why would I need to do this for you if, you know, the work has already been done, you already had the children, you know? And then a lot of times nice guys will get, I say nice guys because a majority of guys that are not nice usually don't get played. It's very hard to play a guy that I guess is not considered nice. And when I say nice, I think I mean pushover, because I'm starting to understand between nice guys actually finishing last and like just regular nice guys. Most nice guys that finish last, they literally are just pushovers. Like they don't really have no spine, and a woman knows that, so they'll play on that. Women will play on your, I guess your sense of not being a man. So I just find that surprising, and I think that's why there's an epidemic out here of single women. Now, like I said, I don't think all single mothers, I think there's actually a small percentage of single mothers that think like those single mothers do. But there are some out here. I think a majority are reasonable. They understand. They also try to have compassion and understanding, which is, you know, right after being with a man that, you know, they thought they was going to be with, they understand, like, look, I do want to be with somebody. I don't want to be alone. And I got to understand this person, and I got to have standards, but at the same time know that my standards have to be equal to, you know, what I'm willing to give. And it's a give and take type of situation. And anybody out here that is dating, you know, has to be for me and has to understand that I have children and has to understand that, you know, they come first. Now, for the most part, I tell single mothers that you should come first and then your children, because if you can't take care of you, how are you going to take care of your children? So a lot of the time, majority of the time, it's the children first and then you. But then you'll run yourself ragged trying to be everything for your children and not being enough for yourself. So I always tell the women to give themselves self-love, self-care. And, you know, of course, that will trickle down to the children. You know, it makes life a lot easier, I feel like. And there's also, you know, I feel like I've already told most women that I know that, like, are looking to date and they have children and, you know, they're a single mom. I tell them to find a single dad, because nobody else understands you like a single dad. You guys are going through essentially most of the same stuff. As a single dad, that means he most likely has the custody of his child, so he understands the hardship. He understands you better than most other people will. Most other men will. Most other men that you look for are not going to understand. You're just going to be some butt-naked sex a lot of the time. Sometimes men do find a heart to love a woman with children and stuff like that, but then the woman might not end up reciprocating as much. And then the hardest part for a lot of men, and I've never been with a woman with a child before, but it wasn't really a long-lasting relationship, and I never met the child, so I never made a connection. But nonetheless, if you make a connection with kids, it's very hard to want to break that connection if you guys don't work out. So it's definitely got to be an understanding of, like, where do we want to go before you meet the kids? Because if you're not serious, if you're serious but she's not serious, then it's going to be hard. And I promise you, it's going to be much harder than you think to be with a woman. So I would always want to see where the gauge is. Like I said, I think dating a single dad is the best, or working it out with your ex if, you know, they're still around. If you can, because there's got to be a reason. And a lot of times, you know, not a lot, a short amount of the time, it is usually, you know, like a one-night stand type of deal. But a good amount of the time, it's people that got together years before and, you know, ended up having a child. If you can go back to that guy, unless he was an abusive guy, and either emotionally or physically or anything like that, if he was just an okay guy and you just felt like you could do better, and you might find that this guy is actually the perfect guy for you, you know. You might be able to rekindle something that you might have lost. And I think that works. So I think, you know, dating a man that has kids works out well for you. I think kind of refurbishing and getting to know yourself better is helpful for you, as far as you can put your time back into, okay, who am I? And then maybe you could get to know your ex, who is the child's father, again, and see if it's really something that you can actually seek out and a person that you can be with. I think that's a good avenue. I also think that, like I said, if you're going to date a guy and you have children and he finds that out, you guys got to figure out how serious you are. Can you see yourself with this guy if you have, you know, especially young children? Do you want to make a future with this guy? Because then that'll help as far as once he meets the kids and, you know, hopefully they get along and stuff like that. And you guys can live a better life, because a lot of the times I think women just find a placeholder, to be honest, as far as men go, and they have kids. You know, I think they wanted to be with the father, but the father don't want to be with them, so they just end up finding a guy that, hey, you know what, I could deal with you. I can deal with you, and, you know, that's pretty much it. Like, you're cool. You're cool enough that, hey, you'll help me out. I know that. And you'll be around. You know, you'll be able to take care of things for me, take care of bills for me and stuff like that. And I think that's kind of cornballish, but it does happen a good amount of the time, you know, that they just find somebody that, hey, you're going to be here with me. You're going to help pay the bills, and I'm going to save my money and things of that nature. That's not a good, but it does happen. But those are the three ways I think we can fix the single mom epidemic. If you got any other ways you think that it will work out, please let me know. You know, that was just my thoughts on this one. I might come back most likely on my other streaming service to do a little longer talk about these things. But, yeah, let me know what you guys think in the comment section. I appreciate you guys checking me out. This is your boy, Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul. This is an easier said than done podcast. I'll see you guys.